Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the regular meeting of Council of December 13th to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet R. Mica.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Plushnick.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
And Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
First order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of September 27, 2018.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to approve the regular council meeting minutes of September 27, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to approve the regular council meeting minutes of September 27, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Phoebe?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of September 27th have been approved. The next is the regular council meeting minutes of October 11th, 2018.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to approve the regular council meeting minutes of October 11th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to approve the regular council meeting minutes of October 11th, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Abstain.
Phoebe.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of October 11, 2018 have been approved. And the next is the council meeting minutes of October 25th.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
I guess I'll do them all then.
That's fine.
The regular council meeting minutes of October 25th, 2018 move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to approve the regular council meeting minutes of October 25th, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebe.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of October 25th, 2018 have been approved. And thank you very much, Vicki. I know you've been working very diligently the last few weeks to get these completed. I appreciate that. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you. The lease for the substation down at the shop at Willoughby Hills has not been signed yet because the Scott Shield has some partners and they have to review, and they weren't sure what all the build outs and all that were. Ray has a meeting with them tomorrow morning, and he said it'll probably get a resolve signed, and then I can sign it. So that's pending for tomorrow. I want to say everybody have a happy holiday and a very prosperous new year, and then I'll let Pete tell our exciting news about something coming up. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for the mayor this evening?
Madam President. Mayor, will the police chief be involved in that meeting? Because I know he had some concerns about what exactly to build out and what that was going to involve. So will he be involved in that?
No, it's just Scott and Ray Somich to get the details. Because Scott had to meet with his partners to clarify things. It was just the clarification of things to his partners so they're on board. So
it sounds like it's more of their internal discussions than it is what our end of things would be.
Correct.
To ask them for. Is
right.
that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for keeping us posted on that.
Any other questions for the mayor this evening? Seeing none, the finance director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
No report tonight.
Any questions for the finance director this evening? I think you have an ordinance. on the docket?
It's the temporary appropriation ordinance on second reading.
And would you like us to vote on that this evening?
We'd love it if you'd pass it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Any other questions? Next is the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco?
Thank you, Madam President. From an engineering standpoint, the consultant is still working on the Dodd Road retaining wall, but we're hoping to have that soon so we can go out to bid. From a zoning perspective, we're working with produce packaging to get a similar use review so they could move into the former Sam's Club. We're planning to have a public meeting January 3rd for that. And today we received a submittal from Aldi to move into the former American Heritage Motorcycle Building.
Yes.
So they'll be on the Planning Commission agenda next week for a work session. And, we also received the plans for the YMCA house on Maple Grove Road. Cool. That concludes my report.
Thank you so much. Any questions for Pete this evening?
That's really cool.
No. Pete, I have a... So you said Aldi's to go into...
She looked at me and excuse me, I'm sorry. Madam President, I was asked here by my colleague next to me, did you know about that? I answered yes, and then I answered no because you looked at me, and I said no, I didn't have a question, so she was confused.
Sorry,
so
okay.
Excuse the interruption.
That's right.
I know we're not supposed to have dialogue back and forth.
As I recall, some years back where they put O'Reilly's, I thought there was discussion of trying to put an Aldi's there at that time, but there wasn't enough parking. Do you remember? Or no?
No, I wasn't here at that time.
Okay. Bob, do you remember?
No, but the lot at Sears is much larger, and they have the side lot, too.
Okay. So you're going to give Giant Eagle some competition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mark's.
And Mark's.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, that's great news. Great news. Any other comments or questions for Pete? Thank you.
Madam President, I just want to make sure that the Dodd Road project is on schedule. It sounds like it is, but I just wanted to confirm.
Yes.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Moving on to Council's committee reports. Vice President Pleschner, can you touch base on finance?
Absolutely. Madam President, on the 5th, the Finance Committee of Council met at 6 p.m. All members were present, as well as the owner and advisor to Produce Packaging. We had two items on the agenda, and I'll be brief. The proposed temporary appropriation ordinance for 2019, which is our temporary budget. After discussing it thoroughly with the finance director, there was a unanimous recommendation that we waive and adopt this evening. And then second, we looked at a proposed tax incentive for produce packaging and essentially agreed that Mr. Kramer, the advisor to Produce Packaging, would forward additional information to me and that myself and the clerk would work with him to update the ordinance so that it could be introduced at this meeting where it will be on first reading today. We had public portion open and closed within 1 minute. There was a question from Ms. Cheryl Oda who wanted to know where the numbers for the White Road repaving project came from, and both Councilman Fiebig and Mr. Berkachek answered that it was from our city engineer, but a very, very rough estimate. I certainly stand open to questions.
Any questions for the finance chair?
Madam President, I read the minutes, and I did not see anything in there. Maybe it was discussed and just wasn't, or I may have missed it, perhaps, about the potential, the probability that the CERB board may find in favor of the union for the union-busting ULP based on their, I know there was some confusion as to who the Attorney General was representing, and I think it's been clarified since then that he or they, that group of people are representing CERB. And so I just wonder if we are considering the three elements, I think, that are involved with that, one being assuming that CERB follows their attorney's advice and reinstates the 13 employees, the cost of that. Secondly, the cost or the lack of revenue that was in the first quarter of last year that would not be in the first quarter of this year. So there's a revenue impact, an expense impact, and then an additional expense revenue impact of the additional costs involved with the municipal Willoughby Municipal handling our cases, because it's my understanding that that bill is based on the previous year's usage of their court.
Councilman Helen, were you at that finance meeting?
No, I was not. That's why I said I read the minutes.
Well, I would presume that the minutes were reflective of what was on the meeting.
It didn't specifically go into detail about that stuff.
All right. Councilman Fiebig, you have anything to share on planning and zoning?
Oh, so do I get a response to my question?
Well, the minutes stand.
So no answer. Okay.
No, I'll happily answer. The minutes stand. There was no such discussion at the meeting, Mr. Hallam.
Thank you.
Councilman Phoebe, anything for planning and zoning to report this evening?
I think we touched on the, thank you, Madam President, the news about the Dream House. That was their produce packaging's development. So, no, I think we've covered that.
Good. Any questions on planning and zoning? Mr. Hallam, how about recreation? Can you provide some feedback on Winterfest and Breakfast with Santa?
I know they're doing a report on that, so I don't have the final numbers on it. They did say it was very successful. I know the children's store, the Santa's shop, was very busy. They had a lot of children in there. In fact, they were probably busier than they expected, so they did very well, is my understanding. I was there serving pancakes and whatnot, so there was a lot of lines and a lot of people seeing Santa. So I think all in all, it was a successful event, and I want to thank everyone from the Recreation Commission that put it together, volunteered, and all of the residents in the city here that helped do the cooking and serving and volunteering at the event.
Thank you. Any questions? Any other committee chair reports this evening? Any other council representative reports this evening? Okay. Moving on to public portion. Public portion is an opportunity for the public to come forth and share thoughts and ask questions. Sometimes we can answer them. Sometimes administration can, and sometimes we need to do some homework. So I will open public portion at 7:14 p.m. Linda?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham. Regarding Aldi's, I know it's just very preliminary, but is there enough parking in that spot for Aldi's?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. And the other thing is, I'd like to know, who is Ray Somich working for? Is he working for the city? Is he working for Scott Shields? He gets paid? What does he have to do with all this?
We'll
I'll comment.
What?
Do you want to do
I'll answer
now?
If you want directly, but usually we wait till
we
finish
okay.
business.
We do.
That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Jenna.
Hi. Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I just had a question because I didn't make it to BZA or whichever meeting it was. Is the Y House on Maple Grove, and is its backyard the detention pond, or is it on the other side where the church sign is? That's where I can't figure out where it is. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna. Anyone else this evening? Okay, I will close public portion at 7:15 p.m. Councilman Phoebe, do you want to address...
Madam President,
question.
First of all, happy birthday, Jenna.
Oh, thank you.
Maple Grove, its address is on Maple Grove, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, so it's Maple Hill and Maple Grove, and the detention pond is somewhat in the side. It's definitely in the backyard. Okay, all right. I'd have to look at the plans again, but I remember looking at it and visualizing it, but I don't have it right in front of me. But I'd be glad to share that with you. And as far as Ray Somich's, my understanding is that he has been compensated by the Shield Development Company in some way or another. But he is not working for the city. But there is some sort of he shared with me that there was some sort of compensation. It's not like an employee relationship, but there's something in there. So
honestly, that might be a question that should be more appropriate to the individual so he can provide the exact answer.
Of course. But I can share with you what I know, and that is what I know. That's what I was told by him directly. So,
all right.
Okay. All right, moving on to unfinished business. Legislation. Vicki, we read the first caption, please.
An ordinance providing for the temporary appropriations.
Ordinance 2018-49, sorry.
It's okay. An ordinance providing for temporary appropriations to meet the ordinary expenses of the city of Willoughby Hills, State of Ohio, for the period beginning January 1st, 2019 through March 31st, 2019, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive the third reading for Ordinance 2018-49.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2018-49. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Madam President, for those that perhaps were not following, this is just simply the temporary appropriations for the first quarter of next year, and they go along with what we spent last year, and it is something that we can amend come January, come February, should we need to. We read it once. This is just in case we don't meet for our second meeting in December, which many times right around Christmas time there's no call to have a meeting, so we want to make sure that this gets passed. So that's why I would move to waive the third reading on this.
I may also add that there was an in-depth discussion about it at the finance meeting, too, prior to this meeting, so that we would have better understanding of the numbers. Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Lechnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2018-49 has been waived.
Madam President?
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt Ordinance 2018-49.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-49. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
Mr. Berkcheck, just to confirm, the numbers for the first quarter at least, do they or do they not reflect the probability of the ULP being decided in favor of the union, the extra costs to Willoughby Court, and the loss of revenue because we don't have a mayor's court currently?
No, those were not provided for in that budget.
Thank you.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
There are some offsets, though, and some other savings that we've had as well, though, aren't there, Mr. Berkcheck, that were factored into the numbers that will be put forth?
The temporary appropriation assurance is based on, in general, 25% of the amounts that were appropriated for 2018, with the exception of a couple of items. For example, the debt service is higher because our first debt service payment comes due on January the 1st. There's $400,000 in the street construction maintenance and repair fund additional to provide for the Dodd Road.
Right.
Retaining wall, and a couple of other items like that.
Right, and of course, as I mentioned in the motion to waive, that we can always amend this come January, February, or March.
Yeah, it's no different than any other appropriation.
So
it can be amended at any time. For example, the Ohio Revised Code requires any governmental entity, local governmental entity, to adopt a budget for the year, but provides for a temporary budget covering the first 90 days. When the annual appropriation ordinance is adopted, it could be amended the very next day.
Madam President, one other question then. So, Mr. Berkcheck, then would it be safe to say that should the UOP be decided in favor of the union, that we would then need to do an appropriation, or is there already enough money to cover what that might be?
No, I think if the ULP comes back and reinstates the employees with back pay, depending on when it's done, we would have to come back and amend this budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam President. Mr. Berkachek, did you look into those numbers, or Mr. Hallam, do you know what those numbers would be, like in a ballpark figure?
I actually asked Mr. Berkachek earlier tonight if he could come up with some numbers for us. He doesn't have them currently because he didn't have a chance. But
fair enough.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not privy to those numbers, or I don't have them all. I mean, I have an idea in my head, but I don't want to throw it out there because I don't know for sure.
Is that a good answer, Frank? Yeah.
Am I covered?
Is that close enough? Is that a good answer?
It's going to be significant. A seat of the pants estimate, you know, depending on what the settlement would be between $200,000 and $300,000, but that's just a seat of the pants estimate.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the table? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Bibig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Ordinance number 2018-49 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2018-50.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an economic incentive grant agreement with Produce Packaging, Inc. and declaring an emergency.
Madam President, I know this will remain on first reading tonight, as we discussed in our finance committee meeting, but I do want to share that the owner and the advisor of Produce Packaging were kind enough to invite Willoughby Hills representatives to join them for a tour of the Sam's Club building this Tuesday as part of a presentation at Jobs Ohio. They're continuing their work to try to come into Willoughby Hills and bring 300-plus jobs to our city. And part of that, they're trying to reach out to both the state and the county for financing. I will say I was somewhat pleased to see the county's director of coastal development is actually my former student, Pete Zahersky. So it was nice to see him again, but we toured the facilities, and the hope is that they'll receive support not only from Willoughby Hills, but from the county and, most importantly, the state. It's certainly the case that without support from Jobs Ohio, this project won't be possible, so I would call on all of you as colleagues to express your support for this project going forward. But this ordinance itself reflects our formal support as a city, something that we certainly shared with Jobs Ohio as they asked, will the city give financial support? Will the city make this happen on their end? And I think it's safe to say that we're working hard with Produce Packaging to give them a strong enough amount of support and incentives so that it's viable for them to bring their jobs and their work into Willoughby Hills. This is, in my view, the biggest tax abatement we've offered a business to this point, but this is also one of the biggest businesses that we've had an opportunity to bring into Willoughby Hills. And I want to say that it was really something to finally go through the Sam's Club facility and to picture it, to reimagine it with hundreds of workers, with coolers and vegetables and fruit processing in and out. I think it really will be a game changer for the plaza, along with the police substation that the mayor is finalizing at this point with Mr. Scheel. And I want to personally express my support for Produce Packaging, but their hope was that we would introduce this ordinance tonight, that we'd all have a chance to collectively review it to make sure that it is exactly as it should be. And hopefully we'll pass it at the first meeting in January, which will give them enough time to make their final decision and get financing, and hopefully result in their ultimate decision to join us in Willoughby Hills as part of our jobs and business family. But we're certainly grateful that the owner, Mr. Greg Fritz, is here tonight, along with his advisor, Mr. Larry Kramer, and we're grateful for all the work that they've done with the city, both on the zoning end and on the tax end. So welcome, and we're hopeful that we'll not only be adopting this ordinance in January, but that we'll be welcoming you to Willoughby Hills.
And just a reminder that Mr. DeFranco said that there would be a public meeting on January 3rd, and we need to have a time and where eventually settled on that. And then there are some planning and zoning issues that need to be resolved as well with the project.
Madam President, did I also see there was some discussion about the payroll and employees or something that were still being worked out?
Mr. Hallam, I can answer that.
I have no idea.
That's exactly what we discussed in the Finance Committee meeting, and Mr. Kramer and I emailed back and forth. As he got the payroll information, we were able to get the more precise numbers, which are reflected in the current ordinance. I certainly encourage you to review it and see if you're supportive of it, but I think that it's a very reasonable request to bring such a strong business to the city.
Thank you.
Madam President.
And Mr. Fiebig.
I can add that I had a conversation with Mr. Fritz, and we lowered the amount from $10 million to $9 million just to make it a safer economic incentive for you and to know that you don't have to hit a high number. But I think you're probably going to be there and perhaps even higher than that. But I did call our clerk and ask her to make that change virtually the next day. So anyway, it's been going along just fine, and hopefully we'll steer you right through the planning and zoning process. And I saw your revised plans, and they all look good, and I'm anxious to talk to our fire chief, acting fire chief, and get those details, unless you have anything to share, Mayor.
I talked to the fire chief yesterday, and he said he didn't
see a problem with the above-ground tank because it's so it's double-walled, 4 inches of concrete. He just had his
That's a fuel tank, right?
Right.
Okay.
He just had his inspector check with a couple other cities to see what it is, because really they didn't know what it was compared to underground. So we don't see any problem, but they just wanted to do some more checking.
That's good to hear. It's right. 4-hour fire rated, so it's certainly safer than the old days where they were just a steel tank and
with the containment.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident that it's a safer environment, and if it's what you need to make the business operate, I think it's important that you have that. So we'll hopefully get that through and take care of all the other things. We're looking forward to that public hearing. I would assume it'd be 7 o'clock on Thursday, January 3rd.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you, Pete.
New business? For the good of the order? For the good of the community?
Madam President, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.
Ditto.
I concur with that. I wish everyone the most blessed Christmas and holiday season, and pray and wish for peace for the new year for council administration and our community as well. Thank you.
Amen. Madam President, also we should wish our council vice president a happy birthday. I believe his birthday is on Sunday.
Sunday it is. Thank you.
And Jenna, I was going to say
Jenna
this now, but someone stole the thunder, so sorry. There you go.
You feel my pain.
There you go. Entertain a motion.
Motion
to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adjourn the meeting. There's no discussion on an adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned at 7:29 p.m. A record.
Yeah? Really?
Yes, not the record.